upgrading the high school diploma to a real design portfolio and beyond. School is just not good enough, and after graduation, we still need to get a real education. All those happy students on graduation day. How can the schools do this? You probably suspect that your parents are using high school as a babysitter, and your teachers are giving you a fake education so that they can get paid. You surely already guessed that you are being pushed into college, where you will be robbed of all your and your parents' savings. Yes, your employer will be aware that your high school didn't matter and that the college diploma requires little more than cramming. First of all, you are in real danger of having your education stolen and being misled in life, which may eventually lead to mental health problems. Fantasies, empty promises, and fake education eventually do add up. They create stress, confusion, feelings of something being wrong. It is very difficult to catch on because you don't know the future and you can't contrast what you have with what you will need. Biographies, narrated books, are your primary source of real information. And then you need to begin self-education. Stay in school, but do not let it interfere with your real education. Keep an eye on the people that are fracturing already and tell them it's all make-believe. The ones that go first are often very brilliant and can make for great authors, artists, or even leaders. The problem is that they think they are stupid. Someone needs to tell them that everyone is just memorizing. Nobody actually understands what the teacher is babbling on about. School is fake. Too many people are benefiting from fake education. You will not stop them. No one can stop them. You need to go around them and give yourself a real education by learning from thousands of biographies written by real and wise people. Use narrated books to accelerate your learning, and never make real education second to the fake one, not even for a semester. I know that design is not for everyone, and not everybody likes computers. I certainly don't. But at the very least, take the time to see the full picture, as I hope to present it here. You are self-educating by creating products in physical world. Products that can be sold as 3D models online, where the customers may request that some company prints them out. This means that you start with a pencil doodle and end with a physical product, one that you can pass along with your design portfolio. As far as securing a job goes, this is the right way. Documenting your process, allowing people to print your more expensive products, is how you get a real job. But there is a problem. They will want you to have a high school and college diploma. They want you to have what has been called a balanced education. These folks forgot the tests they crammed for were actually useless. And they have no idea that 400,000 Americans die each year from medical errors. And even if they did have the idea, they wouldn't associate it with fake education, as they ended up paying for it, studying for it, and celebrating the graduations. This is why I call it a problem. You have to choose real education or fake education. If you get a real education by self-educating yourself, you probably want to find a real job among those who are self-taught. I, however, recommend going one step beyond that. I recommend that you run your own company and never look back. The road to a successful company is painted with happy little failures. Failure is the most magnificent teacher. To fail is the greatest pleasure in the business world. As you learn more and more, it eventually becomes impossible to fail. But you always, always keep the lessons. Fail hard, fail fast, and rise with each failure. If all else fails, build a Recombinator, a local startup accelerator that you co-found with people as brilliant as you. Here, the young entrepreneurs in the area will be reporting ideas to key figures in the field, helping each other grow. To get there, start with design. Build a beautiful design portfolio and begin dreaming from beginning to the end. Take the Blender Donut tutorial and familiarize yourself with Boolean operations. Grab the Ender 3 version 2 3D printer and consider installing the CR Touch Auto Bed Leveling Kit. This will be your on-ramp. Start modeling jewelry, wallets, belts, and belt accessories. These things may sound simple to you in the beginning, but everything here is an explosion of creativity. When you sit down to something as ridiculous as designing a belt next to your 3D printer that you just put together, in front of Blender that you just learned how to use, 3 weeks into it, you will master the printing and create the most uncomfortable bat belt that people will buy for Halloween. But here is the trick. You will continue designing all the bat belt modules as a way to master design and make your portfolio shine. Eventually, it will occur to you that you can build an escape kit for safety purposes. Members of the press traveling to a dangerous country may wish to pack your escape kit featuring lockpicks, handcuff key and variants, ceramic blades, and so on. Do you see how something as ridiculous as a bat belt can easily transform into a small niche company? Let's take jewelry for a second example. Lion rings that don't look fake on the inside, that aren't empty and cheap looking, already creates a unique product line. Follow through to create a consistent jewelry line that looks beautiful on the inside as well as on the outside. And allow orders to be made in any kind of metal, from inexpensive aluminium to heavy gold. And you have a new company. Why not give away resin versions, or maybe 3D models that people can download for free? That is an amazing way to advertise your art. Every idea, in every burst of creativity or explosion of possibilities, creates more ideas. There is no end to it. Every day you figure something more out. Your design portfolio is just a start. Before you know it, it will be building tiny companies. And your real education will take you to heights that fake education does not allow for. In conclusion, tell me who you, as a business person, are more likely to hire. The college-taught with a diploma, or the self-taught with an endless and growing portfolio. People are stealing your education and are making you celebrate fake graduations. Get mad. Start hard. Let the 3D printer remind you what it is like to actually learn for real. And if you do venture into the world of business rather than getting a diploma and a job, embrace failure. Plan for it, savor it, and enjoy it. Because business failure is both a precious teacher of great wisdom and a rare gem that will eventually be denied to you.